This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wis Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Nearly all of Wisconsin's public water systems met all quality standards last year. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources annual drinking water report says 99% of systems were up to code in 2023. Wisconsin water systems got $155 million from the bipartisan infrastructure law last year. The family of a black man killed during a struggle with security guards in Milwaukee last month say they don't want his case forgotten. Milwaukee is gearing up for next week's Republican National Convention. Devante Mitchell's family says they saw security video of guards punching and kicking him, and he was not armed. It's not clear why Mitchell was at the hotel or why the confrontation started. Donald Trump has a 9-point lead among voters age 50 and older in Wisconsin. That's from a new poll from the AARP. Pollster Bob Ward says older voters are worried about Social Security and unhappy about the economy.
The debate had its impact on this race, but I think the fundamentals of this race is that people are really feeling an economic pinch.
Ward says older voters appear more motivated than usual. If President Biden wins re-election, he might have down-ballot Democrats to thank. State Representative Greta Neubauer says the reverse coattails effect is part of the Democratic strategy this year.
It is the work of state assembly and state senate candidates to lift up the rest of the ticket, and our candidates continue to do that.
Neubauer says new legislative maps have energized Democratic voters and new candidates who stayed home under gerrymandered maps. Wisconsin's Democratic Secretary of State is settling an open records lawsuit brought by a conservative group. Sarah Godlewski is agreeing to respond to all future requests. Godlewski was appointed the same day Doug LaFollette resigned early last year. Republicans are looking for evidence of a prearranged agreement. Marshfield Clinic is in talks to merge with South Dakota-based Sanford Health. The two systems have tried to merge with other companies unsuccessfully. Marshfield was in talks to merge with Minnesota-based Essentia Health last year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The construction project on Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids is extending the road closure starting next week. Lincoln Street will be closed between Dewey Street up to the East Riverview Expressway. This means that you'll have to access Quick Trip by their back entrance on 6th Street South. Instead of turning onto Lincoln Street, you'll need to turn onto 8th Street South, then left on Dewey Street, go one block, then turn left on 6th Street South. Then you'll be able to access their parking lot from the back by Steve's Plumbing and Heating. This closure on Lincoln will begin at 7 a.m. on Monday, July 15th, and is expected to remain closed until around the beginning of August. Newsies Jr. opens tonight at the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. Friday's tickets are already sold out. You can see this amazing show at 7 tonight or at 2 on Saturday. Tickets are going fast. You can visit wrctheater.org for more information. The Port Edwards Fire Department has two new members. Tim Schultz and Chris Diggles were sworn in during this week's village board meeting. Tim Schultz is an active and current fire officer in the town of Rome. He will be one of the department's medical first responders. Chris Diggles is learning the ropes and will start with Firefighter 1 in the fall. After losing close to a dozen department members over the course of the last year, the Port Edwards Fire Department is picking up the pieces and trying to recruit new members. The former chief and many department members quit after multiple clashes with the village board. The new fire chief, Dustin Lees, took over the position about a month ago. The Rudolph Volunteer Fire Department street dance is this Saturday, July 13th. They'll kick off the festivities with a parade down Main Street beginning at 3:30. There will be activities for the kids, food and refreshment will be available before the parade and throughout the evening, and southbound plays from 5 to 10. Emergency vehicles and police responded to an incident in Nacoosa yesterday afternoon on the 300 block of Market Street. Police Chief Sean Woods issued a statement that said, "Yesterday's investigation of one deceased male is complete. There were no other persons involved, and at no time was there any danger to the community." On Facebook, the Nacoosa Cafe posted that they will be closed until further notice and that they will announce on their page when they will reopen. Construction will begin next week on I-39 in Portage County. Governor Evers signed an $11.7 million contract to improve I-39 between Wisconsin 54 and North 2nd Street. Crews will resurface the highway, including the ramps, replace guardrails, and install other safety enhancements on the section of I-39. The project should be completed by November 8th. If you're ready to jump in a lake, you may want to check out the surface first. Here's Brittany Merlot.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is warning residents to be on the lookout for blue-green algae before you swim in any of the state's waters. The algae can grow in any body of water, and we're now entering the peak bloom season of July and August, with the waters at their warmest. Bacteria can have harmful health effects on humans and pets. It looks like little tiny particles, dust or grass clippings floating in the water, or brown, black, or turquoise mats floating to the surface.
Women's Veterans Day happened last month on June 12th. The Wisconsin Veterans Museum in Madison has a special exhibit to honor women veterans called In Her Boots. You'll see over 130 decorated combat boots on display designed by women veterans. There's an evening reception to meet the artists on July 29th from 5 to 7. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers bounce back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After losing 12-2 the other night, the Brewers came back and shut out the Pirates 9-0 thanks to a great pitching performance by rookie right-hander Tobias Myers and home runs from Rhys Hoskins, Willie Adames on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
1-2 to Adames. In the air, left field, hit well. It is up and it is gone. Just inside the foul pole. Willie Adames with a three-run home run. A batter night for the Brewers shortstop. Four runs batted in, three hits, 14th home run of the season, and the Brewers extend their lead to 9-0.
Tobias Myers pitched 8 scoreless innings, the only rookie to do so twice this year. William Contreras back behind the plate at catcher. Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I mean, Tobias was attacking, which he's been most times, but he was attacking. You got to put Contreras in the conversation because Contreras really did guide him through.
A great double play at first base by Hoskins. A crazy good catch in right field by Sal Frelick. Myers on the Brewers defense.
They're amazing every single night. I don't think they get enough credit. I know we won gold glove for the team last year, but I think they're amazing. Every single one of them, they go out there every single night and give it their all.
That's Tobias Myers. The series wrapping up today. An update tonight with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The primetime game show racket is no longer a good old boys network. Fremantle Media and ABC have announced that executive producer Mishia Muzano will take the reins as showrunner on the Steve Harvey-hosted Celebrity Family Feud. Muzano becomes the first black woman to run a primetime game show. The show returned to production this week, celebrating its 10th season and 100th episode. People often regret not following their dreams of becoming a famous singer, actor, or dancer. Others, like John Corbett, say being a successful actor has been very unfulfilling. Poor guy. The 63-year-old and just like that actor told Dana Carvey and David Spade on their Fly on the Wall podcast that creatively he feels empty because he never wrote one line of dialogue or a joke to make people laugh. The handsome actor did acknowledge he's made a ton of money and has a great big house, adoring fans, and gets to kiss Sarah Jessica Parker regularly, and then seemed to completely forget that he was unfulfilled. 2024's summer blockbuster movie season has finally arrived, but studios are already looking 2 summers into the future. Shrek 5 is officially in development, according to Variety. The entertainment rag reports that Mike Myers, Eddie Murphy, and Cameron Diaz will all return and lend their voices. DreamWorks says the film will hit theaters July 1st of 2026. The Hawktua girl, a.k.a. Haley Welch, has trademarked the phrase Hawktua. The hawk part is kind of gross and could have been corrected if Haley had spent $8 on a neti pot. Nevertheless, according to TMZ, rumors are swirling that the Queen of Foreplay is in talks to develop her own reality show. TV producers have taken an interest in Welch after her appearances on several podcasts and learned that spittle is not the only thing that comes out of her mouth. Using her words, she comes across as pretty dang likable. With her newfound fame and bedroom talents, you can be sure there will be a long line of suitors wanting to be Mr. Hawktua Girl. In Let It Go news, actress Minnie Driver says marrying Josh Brolin would have been the biggest mistake of her life. This comes just 23 short years after they were engaged for 5 months back in 2001. Entertainment Weekly says Driver's relationship issues stem from the actress finding out at age 12 that her father was secretly married to another woman and had an entirely different family. Sounds like Brolin is the one who sidestepped that landmine. In a related story, I'm thrilled I never married my 7th grade girlfriend Penelope. David Duchovny says he auditioned for all 3 of the male lead roles on the show Full House. On his Fail Better podcast, the X-Files and Californication star said he thought for sure he would get one of the roles and it would change his life. After being completely shut out, Duchovny talked producers into letting him read for the role of Michelle Tanner, but was beat out by the Olsen twins. It's a tough business. I mean, even if he had a twin. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We could catch an isolated shower or thundershower early to mid-afternoon today. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a high of 83. The wind east becoming northwesterly at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear 61. Tomorrow, sunny 85. The weekend, scattered thunderstorms. Otherwise, partly cloudy, warm and humid with highs in the upper 80s to near 90. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry, that's WIS, country.com.